Heavenly Father, we just pray that you will bless Ron in this third session as we talk about, as he talks about the return of the Lord. We thank you for the blessings that we've had this morning and for all your goodness to us during this day, and we pray that this might continue. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Look, I tell you what, we better pick up just a couple of points. A lot of asked about 24 elders. I must apologise. I gave too much material in the studies here. But I'll just point it out to you before we go on to session three. But before we do that, I have a question. Without looking at the notes, how good is your memory? I've got a good memory, but it's short. We had in our notes we had three figures of the local church. Can you remember what they were? Actually, we spoke about four. Building, okay, a building site. Excellent. Another one? A garden or a field? Athletes, yes. And a tailor. Now, when you go to your meeting tomorrow, you think about that and you look out over your congregation and you look at it as a building site. How's it going? Who's doing the work? Who's working for the Lord? Whatever it may be. Who's working? Are they just attendees? Or are they participating in something? They're doing something. I'm going to go out on a limb here. As I said, and I never got out on the limb, but I'm going out on the limb now. In 1 Corinthians 3, now I know the work of the Lord is diversified with organisations and helps and so on, but the original context there in 1 Corinthians 3 is the local church. And I'm of the conviction now that God is going to judge everyone on what they have done in their local church, for a start. That's the original context. And that's very sobering. Very sobering. Because some people are just attendees. Attendees. We need workers, brothers and sisters. We need people that are sold out for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know the best thing that a leader can hear? What can I do around here? Is there anything I can do here in this meeting? Is there anything I can do in this work? Ah, that is wonderful. Whatever the person's ability, natural abilities, and also spiritual gifts. So when you go to your meeting today, have a look out and see about the work, including yourself, okay? And then the field. Just imagine all those is flowers and bushes and so on. What does it look like? Does it look like a desert? Or does it look like a green flowering garden? You are God's field under cultivation, the Apostle Paul said. That's the local church. Basically, that is the local church. Of course, in Corinthians, they didn't have missionary societies and organizations and whatever. They have come into existence because of special needs. And in many places, we have organizations that are raised up by the Lord to supply things that the church is not supplying, such as the Herald of Hope, giving the message of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And prophecy, which is neglected. 27% of the Bible is prophecy. What was the other one? We had the building site, the garden, the athletes. Yes, if you look out over the believers and see how they're running for the Lord. Some people may be long jump, some may be high jump, some may be sprinters, some may be long distance runners, whatever, running in the race. What's left out of those? Tail is this, yes. Just imagine, respectfully of course, how garments are being prepared by the way that they have lived. I can think of many believers that are well dressed, because they have been living for the Lord and doing what's pleasing in His sight. Lovely figures, aren't they? Everyday figures. The Apostle Paul says, and relates it to the church. Now, we'll just have a quick word regarding the outcomes. We'll have to leave the 24 elders, but we must say something. outcomes. This will be point four. And in your notes, it will be page five if you wish to follow in the notes. What will be the outcome of the judgment, the results? Well, we find in our notes that we read about the day that will be by a searching fire. A searching fire. The holiness of God. And we read of that in 1 Corinthians 3. Could we have a look at that, please? I would like to deal with the outcomes and the results, and then pass on to our third session. It says in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 3, each one's work will be declared in that day. It will be revealed. It will be exposed. Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. This is quality, okay? Quality control. Fire. God's fire. It's solemn, isn't it? This is the believers. This is not the fire of hell. We're believers. But there's God's fire there. I'll tell you what it's not. It's not an evangelical purgatory. I've just recently read of Christian believers, and the blessed hope had become a blessed horror for them. Believers were frightened to talk about and listen to the second coming of Christ. It terrified them because they knew that they are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and possibly go into an evangelical purgatory. Now that is an error. We won't develop it. If you want to know the details, I won't mention names. I don't like mentioning names, but I can mention names here that may even surprise you. No, this is not an evangelical purgatory. See, this is not about refining persons. This is about refining produce. It's not persons here. It's produce. What has come out of the person's life? What has been done for the Lord? Each man's work, each person's work will be tried. There are two basic outcomes. There's a full reward in this chapter. There's a full reward, or there is a loss of reward. And it's represented in things that are able to stand up to fire pretty well. Gold, silver, precious stones, which we have in 1 Corinthians 3, which we have read. I won't read them again. And there is a loss of reward because wood, hay, and stubble do not stand up too well to the fire. Haven't we seen that in our fires in Victoria and Western? What a sad thing to see those homes consumed in the bushfires, and the couple and the family just looking at it, just gone. Our photos, diaries, all our belongings. But we're thankful we've got our lives. Our lives have been saved. So there's loss. It's loss. It's a could have been situation. But the Apostle Paul has a caveat here. It's nothing to do with saved and lost. This is believers who are now standing before the Bema for rewards or lack of rewards or disqualification that they've experienced. And it clearly says, if anyone's work is burned, the work here, work. If anyone's work for the Lord is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved. Yet so as through a fire, like running through a fire. Now, of course, this is work. This is the work, and I'm going out on a limb here, and you can agree, you can disagree with me if you like. I think the context of the passage is what has been done in the local church. And this is primarily what's being tested. It's not possible for a believer to arrive in glory without any works. It says that, Revelation. Blessed are those who die in the Lord, and their works shall follow them. Faith without works is a dead faith. It's non-existent.